Blog Talk Radio. The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
Gives you a word and a key word called generation. And we're going to be dealing with the whole 11th chapter of Leviticus, which came before Deuteronomy, the 14th. It's two witnesses. The same thing that's in the 11th chapter of Leviticus is the same thing in the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy. This is two witnesses. This is how the Bible is wrote when you get the codes out of it that the Jews left for us to get the code out of. Then we got some juice to work with, like we're going to work with. The definition of generation is all the people born within the same period of time. The next word we'll deal with is the word generation gap, the different ways of thinking. Each generation had a different way of thinking. We have established that. Then we ask ourselves a question, which generation of people did we come from, and what generation of people do we live in? So when we answer that question, that's the next question. I'm giving you some Q&A's to ask people when you want to, if you want to deliver this message to them and break it down to, I got a lot of instructors out there. And people that do lectures and do shows, I'm going to hip you to how you can break this down. Wall babies. The wall babies is the people that is 70 years and older. That's my mother. That's your mother if you are a baby boomer. The baby boomer, which is me, produce the X, the Y, and the millennium generation of people as we speak. The X is your children. The Y and the millennium is your grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren if you are a war baby. You have five different generations right now that is living on earth. Which one did you come from? In my case, baby boomer. That's the second generation that was produced in the ex-emancipated slave. I hope you follow us. This is the second generation, the baby boomers, when we came into the knowledge of this white boy. This is from plantation time all the way up into the 30s, from 1870. Anybody born between 1870 up into 1940 when the baby boomers started, then you are wall babies. That's our parents. If you are a baby boomer and your parents are still living. So we have established that. Then we ask ourselves a question, the generation of mankind, not human beings, but of mankind. Now, we have to ask ourselves another question, who is the human being and who the hell is the mankind? Mankind, read from the proper way, from left to right, is a kind of man. If you read it from right to left, left to right, it's mankind. So the Masons who produced this book and the Rosicrucians that wrote this book and this knowledge to put it off into Masonic oil, some words and some terminology, you can't, if you can read it from right to left, left to right, and it still mean the same thing. It doesn't change. And when you say mankind, that means a kind of man. The second law of nature is the law of opposites, meaning that if it was not a law, if it wasn't, the opposites was not produced there, it was a freak of nature. So according to the Jews, they wrote that 50,000 years ago, the children of Japhet, Gomer, Magog, Midian, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, Tyre, these children, something happened to them when they was in the Caucasus Mountains. That's another lecture. You already been lectured on that. You already should know that. Ashkenazi, who we call Jews, which are not Jews, but the Ashkenazi, who is the son of Gomer, is who do you call the Jew? He was the one that wrote the story that we are talking about. They label this science as the science of eugenics, of a subhuman who became a Neanderthal and started off as a subhuman, which was a beast man. It was half human and half beast. And in today's society, these people are known as the Germanic race of people, which is Magog, Gog, and Tubal as we speak. And that is Russia, Great Britain, America, and Germany. Those are your people that come from the Caucasus Mountain. This is this beast man that is mankind, not human being. What makes you a human being is that you have melanin in your skin, and you pick up the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite. Two ways that you can tell that you are a human being is your hands and your feet, and the other one is your shadow. There are three ways that you can tell that you are a person of melanin. If you have melanin in your body, then you look at your hands and your feet, it's white up on it, or palish, or pinkish. On top, it is colored. I always say it is colored because either you, as Big Mama would say, my grandmother, teasing paper sack tan, copper tone like she was, or either you was a high yellow like my mama was, or either you was one of those blackberries, black, sweeter the blackberry get, the blacker it get. Don't care what color you are a colored person, then that's what you look like, is that. Now, if some people out here that's walking around, that when they look at their hands, it's white, and when they look at their on the top and bottom, it's white. Well, that's a freak of nature. That's the subhuman. That's the beast man that the Bible was telling you about the children of Magog, Gog, and Tubal, who was an evil race of people at all periods of time, not at whole period of time, but all periods of time. And at certain periods in time, you will recognize this. Now, the science of eugenics is how someone is genocized. You can genocide a race of people. The Mesmerite Jews developed this science. They got it from some Jews that called themselves Hasidic, and the Hasidic got it from the Orthodox Jew, and the Orthodox Jews got it from an ancient civilization that was back in Sumer, of a people, nation of people, they call themselves Yahwehism, and all the knowledge that we have came out of Yahwehism that you have in the East and South, and that's the only nation it came out of. The science of eugenics is the science of improving mankind race by careful selection of pattern in order to develop healthier, more intelligent, and more better children. Meaning that this is breeding, meaning you're dealing with hereditary genetic traits of how you breed. The old people used to call it pedigree. Big Mama and them would ask you, what's your pedigree? Meaning, what family did you come from? because they wanted to know your pedigree once upon a time. Once upon a time, you had blood tests before you could get married so they could determine your pedigree. Could you marry who you were marrying? But not anymore, because what generation of people would be more evil than their son? Well, you're dealing with the X and Y generation of people and they laws for their children, which is the millennium generation of people. When we look in the book of Proverbs at the 30th chapter and the 11th verse and read all of those verses straight down where it says there would be a generation of people, well, at this day and period in time, we can go see that history that is repeating itself now. It also said that the streets and the cities would look like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Days of Sodom and Gomorrah was a high degree of pornography, as it is called in today's society, and homosexuality, as it's called in today's society. Everything grows. Everything was broad trade. And that's not just only in America. This is worldwide. This history is worldwide. Now, if you go into the Bible, you'll read in the Bible about the curse of the earth, the curse of the individuals, and the curse of nation. We talked about that long time ago in the letters, but these three curses, this would give you some idea of what to look for when this stuff starts happening. We as a nation of people that's studying, we can see what's going on and know how to prevent it, because this book, although it is the worst book in the damn world, if you don't know how to read the Bible, you'd be hoodwinked, cable-toed, and with your britches leg pulled up. That's where they are talking about in the Masonic order, those signs and symbols. In studying this knowledge, you have to know signs, symbols, and numbers. And we're talking esoteric knowledge, so you know the people that's been looking, you know what esoteric knowledge deal with is signs, symbols, and numbers. Now, this generational graph, it's a different way of thinking. Can we see that in today's society? Yes, we can. And the baby boomers don't, you don't think like your children and your grandchildren think. You accept because you live in their world right now. And it's one thing that I know about your grandchildren and my grandchildren is that if you're a baby boomer, it's one word that they don't understand that we understood. And that word ain't but two damn letters. And that word is N-O, no. And it's two ways to spell no. K-N-O-W means you know something. And then the other way is N-O means you know something. This is the way Big Mama and Mama used to explain it to me. And how they explained it, with a message from your ass to your brain, meaning when they said no and you didn't obey them, they sent a message from your ass to your brain, and the next time you understood what this wall baby generation of people meant. And 99.99% of the baby boomers, not all of us, was raised in this order. But if you come from the South, Southern people seem like, Brother Drew, all of them, if you study the history, this 457 years of history of the so-called African American. Now, the people in the South after 1870, they all believed in how to raise a little nigger boy and a little nigger girl. They all agreed. It was a straight across the border, if you trace the history. They all agreed. They had certain principles and certain values and certain moral values. They was taught poetry and prose. They was taught certain language. These people back here that was born to be so ignorant, they was taught all of this. And so what prompted this study with me is that I noticed something that was going on out here that I want you to take a look at here with me, and that is the worship of Anubis, the god called Anubis. Anubis was the dog god of ancient Rome. The Bible clearly tells you about the Ancient of Days. That means that when the Ancient of Days come, the Bible say that means when the teaching of the Ancient of Days come, then you have a better understanding of what's going on, and you could put it together with signs, symbols, and numbers. So the signs and symbols and numbers is what we go by now, and they call it prophecy returning in the Bible is what it goes. You will see this is prophesied, this was happening, this. It's just history repeating itself of the generations of people, of mankind. But each generation got more wicked than the other generation. When you study the history, you are able to see that. And through this study, you can see, you even if you're a baby boomer, you can understand that because your child didn't teach your grandbaby no, you got a damn crisis now with the word no. You understand that? You can't reject him. You can't reject that child till they got damn laws that they done put into existence, this X and Y million generation of people, especially the X, have put into existence. That's our children. Laws that you can't whoop this baby, that certain things can happen. They done put that into existence as we speak. And it ain't got nothing to do with no spiritual. You can see spirituality. This X and Y millennium generation ain't got the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. They could care less about somebody named any God. They don't believe in him. And the ones that do believe in God, you can check the stats out. That's Allah. They Muslims taking over the world. Go check this check out. But that is told to you that Ishmael's children would do this to you, to you if you wasn't right, if you followed the ways of the Gentiles. And you will see this coming into existence about Ishmael's children rising up, conquering the world on you. Well, you can't tell me right now, nowhere in Europe is that the Muslims and Islam is not taking over the population and popularity of the people. That's the reason you don't know who ISIS is, because they ain't Arab no more. It's a thought. It's a way of life. That's what Islam is. It's never been a religion. It's a way of life. And it's told to you in this book that these people would start this way of life at a certain time period, in a certain generation. My question is, do you know what time period you're living in? And do you know where it is wrote in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Bene Gesserit? I don't care what religious book you go off in. This same story that we're sitting down discussing right now, it's in those books. And if you don't know where to find them, I do. And that's a fact. That ain't no brags or nothing. That's a fact. I know where to find these stories. I ain't asking you to believe what I'm saying. I'm asking you to reason with me, not believe me. I don't want nobody to believe me. You do the DNA. And the worship of this dog in the United States, if you notice, since Michael Vick, it's gotten ridiculous to a standpoint where if you go to any newscast in Dallas area, the Dallas stations, they got adopt a dog, and you should see how they got these dogs looking for so pitiful for you to adopt them. I don't see nobody with those items on now adopting homeless children or any children. You know, they have them pictures they run of Africa that's 1,000 years old, same picture over and over. that they took back in the when I was a little boy. Y'all think they knew, but hell, they ain't knew. Them old pictures see over and over and over. So you don't see nobody in America do that. The dogs got better parks than you got. The balls got hospitals. They got cemeteries. And theirs is better than yours because you're homeless. These people don't care about it. This bit. And the dog, you had to understand why these people love the dog so much. Nobody loves a dog like the Americans. Well, you have to go back to their ancient of days, and you will see where the Americans who changed their name May the 1st, 1776, from Anglo-Saxon to American, and their ancestors is Romanus and Ruminus. Now, when we go back into the history that the Jews wrote about Romanus and Ruminus, according to the Jews, they said, and we got pictures, that Romanus and Ruminus was twin brothers that came from the tribe of hell, or the people of hell, that lived in Helena, and Helena was their god. That these twin brothers was nursed and suckered by a she-wolf, and they're the descendants of these people. This is what your present-day American is. And then when we go into the study of eugenics, we're going to see, understand, how is it that in 2015, as we speak, you go up that last 2 weeks ago in the news, which I, another sign that was given to me is that why American people love dogs so much. I imagine y'all can put it in y'all's little toy that y'all play with and pull up what I'm going to say they said. They say it's because the dogs from licking on you and from generations of you sleeping and having sex, which is beastology, which is in the Bible. It said these people were going to do the shit. With this dog, you now got his DNA flowing through your body. And I found that simply amazing about these people called Christians and don't understand what this book called Bible had give you this clear damn warning to the standpoint where Leviticus, the 11th chapter of Leviticus and the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy, this is one of the seven everlasting, and the word everlasting means forever, covenant, yeah. Because you was in the ways of Yah. And this is what this law had wrote down, because certain animals was the beast man animal. It was made by the beast man. It was him. This was your test, not to go in the ways of the Gentiles. That's clearly told to you by, in your book called Bible, Hunterway, get your Bible concordance so you'll learn how to read and study the Bible and look up cursing, look up blessing, and look up the scriptures. They'll give you the scriptures on who was cursed, and it'll let you know what tribe it is so you'll know who the hell you're dealing with today. That's what we're explaining. That's what we're going through. That's the knowledge that we're trying to understand that we don't already understand. I'm sharing this knowledge with you. So hide their dog, and we did a study five or six months ago, Paul did a study he brought to the class that chicken, it's a lot of take DNA and all this stuff that they do with this junk right now, but we had a lot of chicken DNA in us. That's from eating chicken. That's from eating the blood of animals. It clearly tells you in the book of Leviticus, don't eat the blood of animals. The Jews, they don't eat the blood of animals. They kosher their food. That's what kosher means. The Muslims, they don't eat the blood of animals. They halal their food. If you go to any supermarket, Walmart, Kroger's, any of your major stores, any store in America, whether it be major or non-major, you're going to see blood gushing from meat from the rooter to the shooter. Well, you weren't supposed to eat the blood of meat. You were supposed to take the blood of meat out of it. That's clear in the Bible. But Christianity say you live under grace from those laws. My question to anybody to tell me they live under grace from the laws, you ask that fool that you can put a pork chop, frozen or cooked, to its burnt black in an oven that don't go no higher than 700 degrees and it take 1,000 degrees to kill the worm, the chick worm, in that meat. Put that frozen one and that one that's burnt in a jar, air seal it, and wait 14 days. The worm is coming out. Your prayers that you pray should show you that your damn prayers you're praying ain't strong enough to keep that worm from clogging up your arteries, causing you all kinds of diseases that come from the clogging of the arteries through that little worm. Your damn prayers ain't that strong. And you can't tell me no lie, because why is your butt suffering for it now? Ask yourself that $64,000 question. So the fall of mankind was due to what? His food, his dietary laws. So it's very important that you were supposed to understand Leviticus, the 11th chapter of Leviticus, and the 14th chapter, these two. But due to fact, Christianity, which is a Gentile religion, and which Christian are you? That's another $64,000 question, is what Christian are you? Are you an Apostle Creed Christian, Nicene Creed, a Tertullian Creed Christian? Which one of those Christians are you? Is that which one of these, do you understand that you couldn't live under grace from what is said in this book? How you know that it couldn't live up under grace? Well, then, ask any Christian preacher to explain to you the law of the beast. Is it in the Bible? What is said about the law of the beast? If you broke the law of the beast, and you would see on earth that the beast man, which we know is the Caucasian, which is a Germanic race of people, the beast man say it was all right for you to live under grace. Now, his name was Beastman Apollonius of Tyana, and you know him as Paul. So Beastman St. Paul said it was all right for you to live under grace from Yahweh's laws. Because why? He wasn't you. He was a freak of nature. He was the Beastman. And the beast man could eat anything, but if your butt had melon in your skin, you couldn't break the laws of Yah, because you come up under the 12 laws of nature. You had melon in your skin, so if you were colored, you couldn't act like you was white. It's all right for him to eat forbidden food, but it is not if you have melon in your skin for you to be eating forbidden food. And because you didn't understand what Elijah Muhammad said in 1932, you people that stuck with Christianity and didn't understand what Benjamin them said in 1960 to become Hebrew, Israelite, Jews, because you did not do that, you stuck with your white daddy's religion. Look at what Elijah said in 32 about the third generation. It takes 32 years for a generation to come into existence, and you put 33 times 32, 90-some years on the 32 will put you right in the middle of about 1990-something in the 90s. And when you do that, go check the stats like we did on how many black folks were dying from pork-related diseases and how many had them. You were number one. But in 1932, you was not. So what that old man said about you, that you said he was so ignorant, well, we didn't live to see that what he said came true. When he told you that you should separate and become a nation of your own, well, that's exactly what the Bible said all over it. If you ever been an ex-slave, Proverbs 3 verse 31 is what I always say. The reason I know no preacher can read is because he never must have read Proverbs 3 verse 31 when it said, "Envy not your oppressor and choose none of his ways," and that wasn't mean none ya, none at all. And then you tell me you ain't got none of his ways, I'm going to ask you what your name is. And you're going to sit there with your colored butt and tell me you him, because you're going to give me your white man's name. You ain't going to give me Kuta Kente. You're going to say I'm Toby with the last name. That book told you in the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy that if anybody had ever enslaved you, don't marry, don't go in their ways. Well, hell, that's the reason I know that Martin Luther King couldn't read. Because his vision was little white children and black children holding hands. Well, 2015, you can see where his dream is a nightmare. And then we can go into the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, and then at the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy and see what do it say about a dreamer of a prophet coming to you saying, "I have a dream, I have a dream." I find that very remarkable. All of this is in your Bible, and your butt ain't never read it. I ain't smarter than you, but I bet you one doggone thing I done not read you. I tell any preacher with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. That's the reason I'm opening up my series, Realm Footpaths. And so when we go and check, like we finna check now, let's ask ourselves, we understand that the reason the white people love the dog is because that's their mama. So we understand that, and we got a lot of black folks, you can see that he has completely genocided in his ways and in his thoughts, that you can see today very clearly. Now, this dog, the word dog is mentioned over 40 times in the scripture. And with strong display with the attitude that's coming among all Near Eastern people. People here in the West are impressed and have the impression that the dog is man's best friend. Yet is the dog really man's best friend or really mankind's best friend? Now, that's the question that we have to, as students, it said it is man's best friend. That give you a clue right there. And that's what they say. All of y'all know that Pecker Woods would tell you that that's his best friend. that's mankind. That's the subhuman who was beast man's best friend. It wasn't the people of Yah best friend. Well, ask yourself a question. How do you know that? Well, let's go and read Leviticus 11th chapter and the 27th verse. And whosoever go upon his paws amongst all manner of beasts that goes on all fours, they are unclean unto you. Whosoever touch their carcass shall be unclean until the eve. That means forever. Now, that's what the Yah, people of Yah, believe in. The dog was an unclean animal. We knew this. And book tell you back here, the law of the beast, you could never, ever break these laws of the beast. You couldn't live under grace from these laws. This animal, what makes this dog unclean? Is our ancestors persecuting this dog or something? So let's go check this dog out. Now, when we go in the scriptures and we go to Exodus 11 and 7, we'll read, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, meaning beast, man, or beast, that ye shall know how that the Lord thou put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. The beast man was the Egyptians who believe in the beast man's religion, and this Egyptian, this is this taking over right here we see. Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, I sneezed.
Oh, now, let's ask our question. If you had a pet goldfish and didn't feed it, what would happen to it? It would starve to death. If you had a pet turtle and didn't feed it, what would happen to it? It would starve to death. If you had a bird and didn't feed it, what would it do? It would starve to death. If you had a dog and didn't feed it, what would happen to it? He would attack you and eat you. That's what he do, because he come from a family called Camius Similius, the Greek, meaning he had canines, meaning that who is the ancestors of the dog? Well, we got to ask ourselves a question. The ancestors of a dog is a wolf, a coyote, and a jackal. These are meat eaters. They run in pack. But we got this sophisticated word that came in to existence called domesticated. Let's see. The white boy said he had domesticated, that's a Greek word, meaning to tame. Now ask yourself, how can you truly tame a wolf, a coyote, and a jackal who has been crossbred? It's the way he did you. If you were African American, he did you the same way. He put signs of eugenics on you. He called it many things in today's society, but it comes up under the heading of science of eugenics, which is damn near all the sciences of reproducing and crossing and cloning and doing what they did that we have to look into in 2015 and understand. When we look at this word tame, you can't tame this animal. ain't no way that you can tame him because of one simple reason. His adaptation is that of a wild person. How many tame dogs in 2015 have killed children and people as we speak? That's the reason I tell any damn fool that come up to me, oh, he won't bite. I ask him, he got teeth? With your damn serious, he'll bite. That's what my daddy said. And this junk about he ain't going to do that and he ain't going to do that, he might not do that to him, but this creature don't know you. How are you going to tame him? And the diseases that he carried with him, he carried ticks and fleas. These ticks and fleas create all kinds of disease. Tell me, have you went into the study of the ticks and the diseases that be on that dog and cat that you sleep with? And y'all know people that sleep with them. You might be one of the people that's sleeping with them. I don't know. But have you went and checked that out? No, you haven't went and checked that out because you're doing it. I ain't trying to tell you not to do it, but when we do this study, you got a choice. In raising of the dog, they come up with an idea of choice breeding. They would take all of these animals, the jackal and the other dogs, and they got them labeled as sporting dogs, hounds, work dogs, terriers, tour dogs, and non-sporting dogs as we speak right now. That's through breeding this animal. Interbreeding, out-of-breeding, underbreeding, crossbreeding. See, the dog, when they start tracing his history, he came into existence around 1995 A.D., B.C. And when you trace all of this history of up until now, where these bones have showed up in 1743 and 1701 is where the white boy got able to study the history of, through mixing and breeding this dog. See, a dog traveling practice, another dog would easily mix with another dog. That's the reason he wasn't. See, when you go in the Bible says that the Creator made all animals of their kind. It tells you that in the book of Genesis, meaning that you weren't supposed to crossbreed animals, and neither was you supposed to crossbreed the nations of people. That's very clear to you. You're supposed to have been segregated. The Bible teaches you that, not to cross the sea. It got that over 100 times in there, not to cross the sea. You was warned about that. But due to the fact we couldn't read up until a short time period ago, we couldn't understand it. But now that we can read, we should be able to dissect and break down what we understand right now. How did the fierce dogs such as a Pinscher and a German Shepherd come about? When we go into these studies, we understand the mutation of the descendants of the Jackson, of the Jackal, who they say they domesticated, and learned the ability to work on the directions of one person. Now, that's because, see, these dogs only react to who they master, and they'll jump their master. So this German canine that on TV a couple of weeks ago, they had this canine that got shot in the line of duty at the Dallas police, and they had his film on TV and his honor service, and policemen from all over the state and all over the world sent their congratulations to this canine shepherd dog. I say, boy, look at this. I mean, can you see what I see? I mean, that's all I want to know. Can you see what I see? When you got this going on right here in Dallas, Texas. This was in Dallas, Texas. This canine got shot, and they gave him a burial and honorary service and put him in the police academy, Hall of Fame. It was blah, blah, blah. This is all for the dog. And, you know, and now you understand why your Y generation call themselves bitches and hoes and dogs and fools. So what do the Bible say about a bitch and a hoe? Go get your Bible concordance, look up those words, bitch and hoe, and you'll see up on the hoe, you say the word hoe in, and then hoe-ish. And so you done became the ish, the hoe-ish. And ask yourself, is he talking about you? Is they describing you or the one that has been whoring and that had become a whore to the whore and became very ho-ish in the horn? And ask yourself, is that you? Because I did that to myself. That's when I got deep understanding. Because, see, some questions you have to ask yourself. Can the church say amen to Reverend Whoop ass? Excuse me, Mama. Now, you can see at Genesis 1, verse 24, all living things was placed in their own category. Because we read, what do we read? And Yah said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. So he ain't said crossbreed nothing. This was strictly came in when a nation of people came into existence on earth that we call white folks. Now, I'll give you another example, the mule. Let's look at some of these animals that's been crossbred. The mule is the offspring of the mating of an ass and a horse. It is the result of the cross between a male ass and a female horse. Mules are sterilized because the chromosome inherited from the parent species are different, thus interfering with the normal production and maltration of the cells to reduce the other thing. Because of it being sterile, the mule is incapable of producing others of this kind. This means that is to say, not reproduce another mule by having sex relation with another mule. You can't produce them. That's a crossbreed. What is a tigon? T-I-G-O-N-S. Under normal conditions, you can't get. When confronted, a tiger has been known to mate with lions, and the offspring of such relation, the white boy call it a tigon, a T-I-G-O-N-S. Y'all got them computers. Y'all can go up there. When the father is a tiger, and when the father is a lion, it is called a ligon, meaning that this tiger, this male tiger and this male lion, will mate with these females. They got them mating, crossbreed them, and they produce this animal, the bat. The bat is a rat like mammal with wings. The bat is the result of the mating of the bird, which accounts for the wings, and the rat, which accounts for the appearance of its body. Rat plus bird equal bat. This is how, when this book was written, that these people back in that day and period of time, these Jews, knew what his brother had done. And that's the reason we have to share the knowledge of what his brother has done. Now, I find it in the Quran, Surah 2, verse 145, Surah 6, verse 145. I find it in Leviticus, the 7th chapter of Leviticus. I find it in the book of Isaiah about this swine. It is currently known as a pig, a hog. It is originally said to be unknown according to the so-called scholars of the fields. However, it is described in the Encyclopedia of Russia as a pig-like body, long, small, powerful stool, thick legs, armed with strong, blunted claws. There is no mystery as to its origin of this animal here. And because this is the mutation that occurred against crossbreeding of the bat, which is a dog and a cat, with the rat, the real name earth pig is told to you in the Quran. It's told to you also in Leviticus, the 11th chapter of Leviticus. It's also so showed to you in Deuteronomy about this hog that you love from the rooter to the shooter. That we was told that it was all right for us to eat this peak, this food. But when we study the history of white people, these people, the unclean people, called most of them had leprosy. And they, when you these are the lepers that you read about in the Bible. But let's see what tribe of people was the lepers. According to the Bible, the curse was upon one son, Cana, the albino, a slave worker of slaves, Lulu, who would be to his brother, the Shemites and Japhethites, the non-albino. So, and he said, cursed be Cana, servant to his son shall be unto his burden. So when we go into this, then we can understand what's going on a little better.
3 minutes, Brother Dewalt, 3 minutes.
You say what?
3 minutes.
Okay. So I hope you got a lot out of this lecture. It's a lot more to it, according to the Bible, but you got a working knowledge about forbidden foods and forbidden foods, clean and unclean animals. So you need a working knowledge of it. And read, ask the preacher about the law of the beast and tell him what it says back here about you living under grace from this. Ask him to read it. Ask him to explain that to you. That is, if you want to just mess with him like I like doing. Shema Yahawadah Yah Abinyah Ika. Until next week, I say, Kamadiyah, Shabbat Shalom.
Kamadiyah.